Taiwan conducts live fire drills in response to Chinese pressure tactics. By John Hayward on August 9, 2022. The Taiwanese military conducted live fire artillery drills on Tuesday, simulating a stiff defense against the sort of attack China has been simulating with its own live fire drills ever since U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited the island last week. Journalists for Agence France-Presse, AFP, observed the drills, which were conducted by Taiwan's 8th Army Corps, and included both target flares and live shells. The 8th Army Corps said the exercise would include about 40 howitzers, plus hundreds of troops. A spokesman said the drill was pre-planned, rather than being hastily arranged in response to the massive live-fire exercises China is holding in the waters and airspace around Taiwan. China's Eastern Theater Command said on Monday that it will continue exercises around Taiwan indefinitely, with a focus on simulating a blockade of the island. Several dozen Chinese and Taiwanese naval vessels are currently in a standoff at the median line in the Taiwan Strait, with the Taiwanese ships reportedly holding off Chinese vessels that attempt to push beyond the middle of the strait. Taiwanese Foreign Minister Joseph Wu said at a briefing in Taipei on Tuesday that China's exercises have gone well beyond its previous harassment tactics and could be preparation for a real blockade or invasion. The median line of the Taiwan Strait has kept the status quo in the strait for decades, and it's a symbol of the status quo in the strait. This fact has been harmed for the past few days due to the Chinese drills, which affect regional peace, stability, and especially Taiwan's security, Wu said. I'm sure these Chinese activities are making our friends like Japan very nervous and making our Southeast Asian friends very nervous as well. We are in the same boat, he added. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin on Tuesday rejected Wu's characterization of China's military exercises as practice for war invasions. The countermeasures taken by China in response to Pelosi's provocative visit to Taiwan are justified, reasonable, and lawful. They are aimed at sending a warning to the provocateurs and punishing the Taiwan Independence Forces, Wang said. Wang insisted China's military drills were normal and would be conducted in an open, transparent, and professional manner, with full respect for international law and established international practices. He also pushed the drills as a demonstration of Chinese military power that should intimidate the Taiwanese and make it clear the free world cannot save them, if Beijing does decide to attack. This is both a warning we send to the provocateurs and a legitimate step to uphold sovereignty and territorial integrity, he said. Wang dismissed Taiwan's live-fire drills without comment, repeating his warning that any Taiwanese effort to go against the trend of history or to resist reunification with military force would be futile and doomed to fail.